Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Hi, happy Monday to you. In the first story, there's a big change ahead for early breast cancer treatment. Many women that are diagnosed with early breast cancer, early stage breast cancer, may be able to skip chemotherapy without hurting their odds of beating the disease. And while this may seem a little bit scary, and some women go for the all or nothing principle, let's just do it, there's good news from a major study that shows the value of a gene activity test to gauge each patient's risk. This test accurately identifies a group of women whose cancers are so likely to respond to hormone blocking drugs that adding chemotherapy would do little, if any, good, while exposing them to the side effects and other health risks that all women are generally afraid of when we hear the big chemotherapy word. It's a really neat study that's saying that this gene activity test will gauge the risk of each patient to this hormone blocking drug. And if it shows that this drug can help and chemotherapy will add no added benefit, what would you do? I'd like to hear from you. If you're a woman and you fear being diagnosed with early stage breast cancer, or any stage for that matter, would you be someone who'd be willing to forego chemo based on this gene activity test? Would you be somebody that insists on chemo anyway, knowing all of the side effects and seeing women without their hair and all of the things that go along with breast cancer treatment? They're saying that chemotherapy doesn't necessarily make the number and the odds better if you're on these hormone-blocking drugs. So it's something that is we're going to keep a watch on, because it's interesting, and I'd like to hear from you, Melanie, at RadioMD.com, because that's what we're doing. We're talking about these stories, but how they relate to you. And so let me know what you think and what you would do. After I've heard from a few of you, I'll tell you what I think I would do if it was me, because it's definitely something that I've thought about. In our next story, we're preparing for the U.S. healthcare system's expansion of diagnostic codes. On October 1st, the U.S. healthcare system switches to a massive new set of codes for describing illnesses and injuries. I don't know about you, but the coding system has always been a mess. I'm not sure that this is going to be any better, or that for the next little while it's going to be even messier. If you get a colonoscopy and it's not coded correctly, you're going to have to pay 100% of that. So you need to make sure. And so always, always, as a good healthcare advocate for yourself, when you get any procedure, when you go see your doctor, before you get anything done, ask them what their coding is. They'll tell you, and check with your insurance company on what the proper coding for payment would be, because now they're saying that there's going to be 845 new codes for angioplasty, for example, and that there's 8 kinds of acne that a patient might have that have to be described in certain codes. If your doctor doesn't learn these codes and they're doing boot camps and lessons and classrooms in this coding, it's not always necessarily the doctor, mostly it's their assistants. But if you want to be a good healthcare advocate for yourself, check on the new coding laws. Find out before you get anything done what the code is going to be from your insurance company, what code is expected for payment to take place, because that's the way that you can assure that they will pay what they're supposed to pay. So if you're getting your colonoscopy, as I urge you all to do, double check the coding. If you're getting an endoscopy, if you're getting your mammogram, your pap smear, any of those things, make sure this with this new coding system that everybody's on the same page, because that's when it gets so confusing. We'll see what happens on October 1st. Stay tuned to Radio MD, because we are going to let you know if it's a mess or if it's something that's great. This is Melanie Cole. We got a great show coming up. Stay well.